Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody, and happy Monday. It is the week of holidays for most of us here in America and around the world also. So I'd like to start by saying whatever you celebrate, whether it be Hanukkah, I love Hanukkah. I love the idea of 8 days of gifts. Is that the wrong reason to love Hanukkah? Perhaps it is. But hey, I love Hanukkah. And if you celebrate Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah. If you celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas. Whatever you are celebrating right now, make it a very blessed and loving celebration. So this can be a very difficult time of year for some people. Most people, you know, they have so many things to go to and family events. And it can, first of all, it can be a very stressful time of year. Here in the West and maybe in other parts of the world, it's become very commercialized. And there's a lot of stress with that, especially if you have a lot of people or a big family. So just take a breath. Just take a breath in, let it out, and realize it doesn't have to be. Just allow yourself to be in that space of love and light wherever you go and whatever you do, and allow yourself not to let the opinions of others, no matter what those opinions are, affect you. One of my favorite statements is, I will not let who you are or how you behave change who I am intrinsically. At my essence, I am a being of God. And in being a being of God, there is only one way to behave. That's with love and light and compassion in all situations. Now, people mistake this for being taken advantage of. But if I'm loving, then I'll get taken advantage of. If I'm loving, I'll get hurt. Those are polar opposites. If you are a being of God, you have true understanding and you will understand that no one and nothing can hurt you. You are in a space where you understand people behave and let out of them what is inside of them. It has nothing to do with you, who you are, or what you've done. It has everything to do with where they are and how they feel about themselves. So in being a being of God or love and light, and don't mistake love with being a pushover. Again, the two completely different things. You understand that no matter what happens, it's a blessing. It's showing you something in this life that you are desiring to see. And it is also helping you to understand mankind or humankind. So throughout this holiday season, be in that space of love and light, and gratitude for all, and allow yourself to show up as the present. Be present, be, just be, listen. You would be amazed at how many people just need somebody to listen to them, to hear what they're saying, to understand what they're saying and why they're saying it. Having said that, today we are going to, I am going to, we, meaning me and the angelic spirits from above, are going to be taking calls and answering your questions or helping you connect to loved ones on the other side. This can be a very difficult time for people who have lost someone or this year or in the past, and going through those holidays without them can always be very, very, very challenging. Even though it's not the exact same thing, please remember they are with you. They're always with you. They never leave you. They are kind of floating around you, trying to give you signs that they're there and letting you know that they are helping you in every way that you will let them. So that's important to know for the holiday season also. I am going to go to the very first caller, who is 559. Hello, 559. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you so very much.
Absolutely. My pleasure. How can I help you today?
I'm Evelyn. I'm calling because I want to know what 2020 has in store for me in regards to love. That's an area that I need to work on. Definitely need to improve on.
I've done this clearing a lot in my past shows. I'm going to do it again today. And remember that if you're listening or re-listening to this show, you can do this clearing again and again and again until you're at that place where you just know you're ready for love. Now, as soon as I tap into love for you, my heart just starts pounding and I almost feel anxiety. What's going on? Oh, my goodness. So I'm going to ask, there's something stopping or blocking you from healthy, happy, loving relationships? And I get a yes. I'm not even talking about a love relationship, but just in general relationships. Ooh, so we're going to start clearing that. And you might feel that in your chest or your throat, some pressure or just like a feeling of a little bit of anxiety, which I don't get anxiety. So this is a whoo, but it's clearing quickly, so that's good. So I'm going to tell you in 2020, you are going to have a lot of ups and downs when it comes to love, especially in January and February. Once you hit March, you're going to have a really good idea of what you're looking for and what you want. You know what? I'm just going to say, for you, it's not about the other person. It's about you and where you are and what you think you want. You need to get there's something about this, I just want to say, whatever's going on here, this is all about you and an inner conflict, okay? This is something that you personally are, say, you know, we all say we want love, but then when it's right in front of us, all those old fears and stuff come up. So I'm just going to continue to work on you, clearing you. And what I can say is by February, you are going to be in a much better place to receive a relationship in a better way. This is going to have to be a conscious choice on your part, even though this work is effective and strong.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make that conscious choice to trust again, or to be in that space where you can say, okay, I'm going to see where this takes me without, like, having those, they're saying, like, that detective mode in. Like going
yes,
in and looking.
I am a detective
yes,
mode.
Thank you for
yes.
confirming this. Yes. Okay, I
doubt.
Yes.
I'm like, yes. I doubt. I'm like, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind.
Sure.
So,
we'll see. Mm-hmm. The statement "we'll see" keeps coming up. You're looking for and waiting for that person to disappoint you. To disappoint you and be like everybody else. But I'm going to tell you, you can go through a lot of rotten tomatoes and then get the prize tomato. And I'm sorry I'm using that analogy, but I just couldn't come up with anything else quicker. There are some really amazing men out there. There really are. But until we're in that place where we are healed and we have worked through our suspicions and our fears, we're going to keep turning the tomato over and going, oh, there's the rotten spot, so to say. So right now, I'm not clearing this, you know, the angels, Holy Spirit comes in and clears this. And what's being cleared for you, I'm seeing, is a lot of that suspicion and doubt. You have so, so, so much doubt. And I hear you. Yes. There are a couple men out there that are making it hard for the rest of them. Let's just put it that way. But by February, you're going to be in a much better place. And I'm going to say it again. This is not about men for you. This is about you. This is about you being in that spot where you're ready to trust again, where you're ready to have that wide-eyed new love. Like, for example, when you were 15 or 16, like you'd never been truly hurt yet. Come February,
the
end of February,
yeah.
Beginning of, yeah, that innocence, right? Don't we all miss our innocence so much? We do.
Think everyone's nice, and then you're confronted with reality, with cheaters, with liars, with men who don't want commitment.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Let me tell you something. Been there, done that. Even with my spidey senses and everything, you know, I still have to learn here. And I literally dated a guy that asked out one of my friends, and she was solid. She called me and she was like, dude, guess what? So-and-so asked me out. And I told him, you're my girl. No way, wouldn't happen. And he called me the next, you know, we were supposed to go out that night. And he called me and he's like, hey, are we still on? I'm like, No. But, and to this day, he still calls me and asks me out. Funny, isn't it? But he's a player.
Oh, my goodness.
He's just that guy, right? He's always going to be that guy. But here's the thing. There was something about me that called that in so that I could learn my value, my worth. But I'm going to tell you, there are really, really amazing men out there. And I know that for a fact, because for all the rotten tomatoes I've had, there is this really amazing man that's showing me there are men that are so good. So good. So just open up a little bit. You have to let a little bit of that down so someone can at least knock on the door and say, hey, give me a chance, because you are, you don't have a wall around you. You have the wall around you. Okay. And they're just saying, just open it enough to give someone the chance to show you it can be different. And it really can. Yeah. In the past, this might be what was there, but moving forward, you're going to have this amazing experience. It's not coming until end of February, beginning of March. And if I want to say a date, I'm seeing the 5th. So I'm going to say the 5th of March. You might run into this person, meet this person, whatever, end of February. And I mean right at the end of, like, the 28th of February is what I'm seeing. But just be ready. Now, all of this is contingent on you. They will not force you into anything. The opportunities are always there. We have to be open to them, okay? I always say, unless you want to date the pizza delivery man, you've got to get up out your house. You have to look around. You have to look around and see who's looking at you so you can look back, so you can just know, you know, hey. So
when a man looks at me, I'm quick to look the other way, and even though I'm attracted to them, because I'm so self-conscious that I'm thinking, oh, he's too handsome to look at me. So I'm quick, and I've noticed them always do that. They probably think that I'm disgusted at them or that I'm not attracted to them.
Well, no, they might.
Them.
Here's the thing. When a guy is looking at you, and it took me a bit to learn this, because I don't notice when guys are looking at me. My friends or the guy I'm with will always say, oh, guys are checking you out. I'm like, no, they're not. They're like, yeah. I have one friend who's always like, that guy's checking you out. I'm like, I don't even look at other guys. Okay, but when a guy looks at you, for sure, that's his, like, saying, hey, are you interested? I think, in my mind. Now, some guys just stare or look for the attention because they're whatever. That's an interesting one. But if a guy is looking at you, that's like a, hey, I'm interested in you. So if you look back, that's like saying, hey, I'm interested back. And then it's up to them to make the first move. But you have to see who's looking at you. You have to see that. You have to, like, be like, hey, they're looking. Look back. And you are not that 5-year-old. You are not that 8-year-old anymore. That, you know how we, as little girls, felt so awkward, and we're not that anymore. We're not, for sure we're not. So there's an issue with self-worth here. So for you, anybody listening or re-listening, I'm going to say there's something stopping or blocking healthy self-worth, and I get a yes. So we're going to go into clearing that now. And again, re-listen to this and make sure you're getting these clearings and you're feeling something at some point. And these clearings go quickly. For some people, it can happen in 30 seconds. For other people, it might be 30 minutes. But they are powerful. And once it's gone, it's gone. And you can move forward with a whole new program running. And I'm going to tell you right here, right now, beginning of March, and I see the 5th again, you are going to have somebody come in that can show you something completely different if you give them the opportunity. Now, I feel like you meet this person outside. I don't know if that means literally outside, but I feel like you meet this person. It could be outside, it could be through a friend, it could be at some sort of event. And I'm going to say, again, pay attention the 28th through the 5th especially. And then again, there should be something going on around the 14th, but I feel like this is all the same person. I don't feel like these are multiple people. I feel like this is one person that's coming in, and yeah, there's a friend involved in this. Not that a friend has an intention to set you up with someone. Almost like you're out with a friend, and they somehow, it might either know this person and introduce you, but not intentionally. It's not pre-planned. It's like you either run into somebody, or this friend helps you connect with this person. Whatever this is, it doesn't matter. Don't pay attention to those details. The details that you need to pay attention to is this is coming in, and you really, really need to give it a shot. And what if you just went into it thinking, this guy is different, this guy's going to show me something new, and I'm going to give this guy the chance to show up as a good guy? Because if it's true that what we think is what we're creating, then you are dooming every single relationship, because you think men are just what you think they are, and then you're pulling that into your psyche, and you're pulling it into your universe, and then you're pulling it into your reality. And so I just want you to just have the mantra, the statement, the next guy is the best guy. The next man is the best man. He's completely different than every other man, and he's going to show me trust and love and stability.
Beautiful.
So just write that down, and every night as you fall asleep, I want you to use that time to envision the things you want to do with this man and how you want it to move forward. Don't think of the man specifically and what he needs to look like. Just think of what you want in this. And if it's true that we create our reality first in the mind and then in the world, and it is true, I could tell you guys, I could tell you story after story after story after story. But if it's true, then start creating the reality that you want, not the past that you've already lived. Stop recreating the mistakes, or what you, we feel are mistakes, and start creating what you want, how you want it to be, where you want it to go. And you need to have a very strong hold on that. Because if you're not creating your world, you're living in the creation of somebody else's world. So create and co-create what you truly, truly want in your existence and how you want it. And don't stop with just a partner. Go into like what you want for work and how you want, you know, and don't use specific people, because heaven knows we cannot change people, okay? But we can change circumstances. So if you see yourself taking trips, don't worry about who you're taking those trips with. God will take care of that for you, for sure, 100%. But see yourself going where you want to go and doing what you want to do and making the money you want to make, and then watch the universe do a just a total turnaround and start working with you to create this. And I cannot say it enough, and I cannot express this strong enough. I've done this so many times with so many things in my life that I know, like I know, like I know this is true and this is how it works. Now, if you're having trouble believing you deserve something, you can never bring it to you. So get rid of all of that and realize that God created this world for you, and it's a great big beautiful world. And now it's your turn, as God created the world for you, now it's your turn to use this world for God. If somebody gives you a cookie, you're going to eat the cookie, okay? You're not going to go, oh, I'm only going to eat this one bite of the cookie because I'm afraid to eat the whole thing. Oh, just spend a little extra time on the treadmill. Eat the cookie, okay? You were given this big, beautiful world. Now, devour it. Live it. Live this world and create it the way you want it to be, knowing that this is the world you were given. And you can change it. You can trade up, and I don't mean that as something, some lives are lower than others. It's just a way of saying it that people will understand. Right now, the world that each and every one of us is in is the world we're comfortable with, number one, and the world that we know. be willing to go into the unknown, but the better unknown. Don't think it's going to get worse. Know it's going to get better, and that what is given to one is given to all, and that you can create the most abundant, beautiful world that you've ever seen for yourself. And it can look completely different than what anybody else is thinking for you, because right now what you're living is what your parents have taught you and what you have taught yourself on past experiences. Think only about the experiences that you want to move forward and start watching how those unwrap for you. Start watching how that starts to develop in your life. Now, how is it that people from third world countries come here with absolutely nothing and they have such a strong belief and a determination that this, America, is going to be their saving grace, and they come here and they become successful, not even knowing the language. Sometimes they become very successful and they create this beautiful world because they have that such a strong belief of it before they even get here. That they know, like they know, like they know, this is the place of opportunity. And why don't we know that? And why don't we eat that for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and as we're falling asleep every night? Why don't we get that the way somebody who comes from poverty does? Today, the highest creation of millionaires is coming from what? Rappers, musicians who just have that passion, and not only the singers, but the producers and the promoters. Why? Because they've got that drive and that belief, and they will not let anything get in the way of it. I'm only asking you to believe that for one part of your life. And if you need to start inside of yourself or in a smaller area, rather than love of another or a partnership or a relationship, then start someplace else where you can see it first and then move into that. Move into that. And I'm going to tell you, by end of February, beginning of March, your whole world could be completely turned around, upside down, in a way you never imagined, to live a life that is extraordinary. Just simply.
Well, that's what I want. I'm definitely going to take you on the advice and do what you mentioned, because why not? I mean, I do want to get married and I do want to have kids. So if I do it's going to happen.
Yeah. Yes. Now, let me tell you, don't say I want, say I have, because the book has already been written. It's already been written, and if something is brought into the forefront of your mind, that means it is meant for you. So I have a loving relationship. I have a beautiful man who is so good to me. I have this already, and know it and feel it in your heart, because what you feel and you know is what you create. And allow yourself to just believe in a way you've never believed before. Allow yourself to believe that everything is unfolding with the I have, and get rid of the rest of it. Just let it all go in the garbage like a piece of junk mail. Because that's all it is. It's just junk cluttering up your brain. Okay?
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Okay, everybody, I'm here every Monday, and I hope this was helpful for everybody, but apparently this was like what they needed to do today, and the angels and the guides all want to thank everybody for tuning in. I will be back next Monday at noon to do this all over again. I hope that everyone has the most amazing holiday week, and that everybody just smile and spread magic and make miracles happen in your life, because with your thoughts, you are creating. So think miraculous thoughts and allow your world to change instrumentally every second of your day. Thank you so much for listening today. I cannot wait until the next show.